Chapter 3. Now, King Darius held a great banquet for all his subjects, for all who were born in his house, and all the nobles of Media in Persia, and all the satraps and generals and governors that were under him in the 127 satrapsies from Hodu to Cush. And they ate and drank. And when they were satisfied, they went away. And King Darius went to his bedroom. He fell asleep, but woke up again. Then he said to the three young bodyguards, who kept guard over the person of the king,
"Let each of you state what one thing he thinks is the strongest. And to the one whose statement seems wisest, King Darius will give magnificent gifts and great honors of victory. He shall be clothed in purple and drink from gold cups and sleep on a gold bed and have a chariot with gold bridles and a turban of fine linen and a necklace around his neck. And because of his wisdom, he shall sit next to Darius and shall be called kinsman of Darius."
Then each wrote his own maxim and sealed it and put it under King Darius's pillow. And they said,
"When the king wakes, they will give him the writing."
And the one whose maxim the king and the three nobles of Persia judged to be the wisest will be given the prize of victory for what is written.
The first wrote,
"Wine is strongest."
The second wrote,
"The king is strongest."
The third wrote,
"Women are strongest, but truth is victorious over all things."
When the king awoke, they took the writing and gave it to him, and he read it. Then he sent and summoned all the nobles of Persia and Media, and the satraps and generals and governors and prefects. And he took his seat in the judgment hall, and the writing was read in their presence. He said,
"Call the young men, and they shall explain their maxims."
So they were summoned. And when they came in, they said to them,
"Explain to us what you have written."
Then the first, who had spoken of the strength of wine, began and said,
"Men, how incomparably strong is wine! It confuses the minds of all who drink it. It reduces to the same level the mind of the king and the orphan, of the slave and the free, of the poor and the rich. It turns every thought into feasting and mirth, and makes one forget all sorrow and debt. It makes all hearts feel rich, makes one forget kings and satraps, and makes everyone talk in millions of talents. When men drink, they forget to be friendly with friends and brethren, and before long they draw their swords. And when they recover from the wine, they do not remember what they have done. Men, is not wine incomparably strong, since it forces men to act in this manner?"
Once he had said this, he stopped speaking.